It'll take a minimum of 6 weeks in hard lockdown for the Australian state of Victoria to claw back control of its COVID outbreak. And even then, it will be a massive task, according to an epidemiologist and World Health Organisation advisor. Professor Mary Louise McClaws is an epidemiologist at the University of New South Wales and is an advisor to the World Health Organisation, their expert panel for COVID-19. She says the record 725 cases in Victoria today are part of a long, high, stubborn peak.
That's a lot of cases. And when you add them over a two-week period, because that's double the incubation period, to get an idea of how well they're handling at this and whether or not they're getting anywhere near containment, they're up to 6,080. And it's an enormous task because every one of those 400 odd yesterday and potentially 700 today, they each have a number of contacts every day of at least up to 10 people. And if they're younger, they'll have more contacts. And looking at the breakdown by, you know, age, in Melbourne, they have 35% of all cases are 20-year-olds to 34-year-olds. So they fulfill either a great social connection, lots of people, and they also are potentially underemployed and are casually employed across several work areas, which means that if they are infectious a couple of days before they start showing symptoms, if they're not keeping their mask on all day long at work, in the lunchroom, in the bathroom, everywhere, and keeping their hands from contaminating high-touch surfaces, it's going to be very difficult.
Looking at those numbers, how far off the peak do you think they are?
Well, I've been tracking their numbers and plotting it for a two-week period, and they looked as if they were hitting their peak in towards late July. Then they dropped, then they went up again. And it's all about getting people to be tested, putting more clinics in place. Of course, you do have to wait a couple of days for the results to come through because just in July alone, I think they were doing something like 700,000 tests. To get those through all of the laboratories in Melbourne is a very, very big task. So they may be a couple of days behind. And, of course, usually in an outbreak, you plot the day of onset of illness, but we're plotting the date of diagnosis of the cases coming through the lab. So if there's a delay, then there'll be a bit of a spike or a bit of a trough while they're waiting for the cases. So they went up dramatically at about the first end of the first week of July, and they've stayed at a very high level since then, and it's been stubbornly high. I do think that everybody needs to be told if they've had any exposure and they don't have any symptoms, they still need to stay at home because we know that 100% of cases can be infectious a couple of days before they become symptomatic. And 18%, that's what we've estimated. I was in a group looking at a meta-analysis. 18% remain asymptomatic the whole way through their illness. And then the rest of them, the 82%, are pre-symptomatic but potentially excreting virus a couple of days before they start getting sick, overtly ill. So you have to stay at home because you can't keep up your personal hygiene if you're excreting and you touch your face, you touch your eyes, you touch your nose. You've got to put the lid down on the toilet because you can excrete it, not in big numbers, but in your feces, and that can aerosolize. There are whole lots of reasons why it's very difficult to contain it outside the home in a crowded workplace.
So given all of the factors that you have outlined and the numbers that we're still seeing from Victoria, how much can a lockdown achieve this late in the piece?
It will achieve its goal. It will just take many weeks.
Do you know how many, Professor? What do you estimate?
Well, I'd estimate at least a good 6 weeks. An increase in numbers always happens fast, but trying to get it down always happens slowly, and it's because we're always behind in the data.
If we look at New South Wales, how does that state avoid ending up in the same strife that Victoria's in?
Wear a mask immediately in public. Now, the numbers don't look big. The numbers look very containable. However, they certainly did for Victoria as well.
And that was Professor Mary Louise McClaws, who is an epidemiologist at the University of New South Wales.